I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Stars bring down some thunder in Tampa Bay as they take on the Lightning. Stars pregame tomorrow night at 5. Face off at 6. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
When you hear us mess up, text D-Break to 22126 and register to win a $50 gift card for Flip's Patio Grill. Cold beer, big patios, great burgers, and your favorite team on the big screens. Flip's Patio Grill, Grapevine, Fort Worth, or order online at flipsgrill.com.
Thank you, DJ. It's Friday fun time. Get you ready to rock and roll this weekend. Hope everybody has a good one. So, we were in the car the other day.
Brought to you by Twin Peaks.
Sorry. Thank you, Twin Peaks. We were in the car the other day, my kid and I were, and we called my friend, our friend, Ben Jenkins. He of Warstick fame. And I was leaving Ben a message because I needed to get in touch with him like ASAP. I texted him. He didn't respond. I called
him. Please, Ben, tell Jack I love him. It's very important.
Ben, it's so important.
How do I get into the suite? It's locked.
So.
We were promised catering up here.
So when I started to leave him a message, and this is when my kid cracked up, this was Ben's outgoing voice message.
Hi, this is Ben Jenkins. Thanks for calling. I don't check my voicemail at all, so please don't leave me a message. Email me. I'm great with that. Thanks, bye.
And my kid started dying laughing. So just don't leave me a message. I never check it. And
how can you do that? Like, my phone gets obnoxious if I'm not cleaning off my voicemail. Can I just turn it all off?
But, you know, the greatest invention ever is the transcription of the voicemail. So you can scan it and then delete it.
Well, you know what happens is your voicemail gets full and then you can't leave it. You can't leave a voicemail. So, like, because I don't look at it ever.
No way.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, it's never, I don't think I've ever left you guys a voicemail. No. I don't ever remember leaving any of you guys voicemails ever in my life.
I don't leave voicemails.
Hey, Corby, it's Bob. Can we please talk a little more hockey on the show?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, nobody leaves messages anymore. Like, if you call
It's a boomer thing.
Yes, it is, which is where we're headed. So, if you call my 18-year-old, this is what you get.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
All right. So
that is so familiar.
Yeah. And I think up until maybe college, which was a couple of months ago, it was whoever you're trying to call hasn't set up their voicemail yet. Hadn't even set it up. And he's had a phone since he was 12 and never set up voicemail.
Boy, I think you've hit on something here. Maybe they think at that age, if you're in that generation, you're a square if you've set up your voicemail.
Do any of your kids have it? Maybe your daughter does now.
I'd love to call Brett, and because his is sounds like a British accent is telling me that he's not available or something. I don't know why I use that dialect.
So if we were to call Ham or DJ.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Both of you.
At the tone, please record your message.
Then I accidentally have like 2 minutes of Davey talking about the Wizard of Oz because I forgot to hang up during E! News.
Lando?
That's valuable.
What do we have for Sir Kristen Lando?
Please leave your message for
Kevin Landrum.
What a square.
Nerd!
What a potato.
And I think I probably have the same thing, hey, this is Corby, leave me a message, since I put on there in 2005 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I maybe an older, my last phone I had an actual message, and now I have just the generic.
Yeah.
I didn't bother.
Wonder what mine is. I don't even know.
Yeah, like you've, again, I don't ever.
Hey, it's Sportsman.
Like if you know me, you're going to text me. What just, a bitch. And so it's like if you leave a voicemail, what good does it do? What, I mean, what am I missing? Eventually you're going to find me. You're going to get in touch with me. That's my angle on the voicemail. So I just don't check it. But there was a time, obviously, when we all did, and it was a very important part of all of our lives.
I mean, the biggest invention of our 20s was call notes. When you could,
yeah,
you didn't have to have an answering machine. You could check your messages from anywhere.
Right. I barely remember how that even functioned. You called a number on your phone, the call notes number?
Yeah, it was just a voicemail box.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Not really.
No.
It's just, not really.
Yeah, you just forget things like that. So,
but the answering machine was a time. We took a wrong turn as a society. We had to go home, and the whole scene from Swingers,
yes,
with his answering machine is like if somebody saw that from today, they wouldn't know what they were looking at, right?
I tried to replicate that. You know, when he was leaving all the messages, like, yeah, it's not you, it's me. Right, you know, right. I'm just not used to this. Beep. Right. I'm sorry. I'm really blowing up your answering machine. I apologize. I won't do it again.
Was that John Favreau who did that? Yeah.
And she's like, never call here again.
Yeah. But I tried to replicate that once with a girl that I had met out. And,
as a joke?
Yeah. And I think we had, like, watched Swingers together.
Yeah.
And so then I left her basically
27 messages.
No, I left her one, but I left, like, basically I was riffing on the John Favreau email or voicemails and never heard back from her.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, she's out at the bar telling all of her friends what a weirdo this guy is.
Boy, this guy won't leave me alone.
So you're right, though, that it's a boomer thing, and our parents, unfortunately, they still
describe your breasts and how much they cost.
They still leave voicemails out the wazoo every day, all the time. My parents were so bad about it, you know. You didn't check. I called you and left you a message. I know, Mom. I'm sorry. You can text me and I would see it immediately and immediately get back to you. Well, I don't like to do that. Well, okay.
Yeah, my mom sends passive-aggressive texts all the time that don't actually say she wants to talk, but it's like thinking of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, thanks?
Right.
Or thumbs up? Or like,
yeah, right on.
How do you respond to that? But then if you don't respond, then she'll like do the emphasis on it or whatever. Like the,
yes,
like, you didn't see this. I need to show right. this to you again. And I still don't know how to respond.
I just have always, I looked at my parents as being something where I would almost write things down of like, don't do this when you're that age. Like a running note card of things not
like
to do.
Like being passive aggressive with your kids.
Yes, with your kids, yeah.
Haven't talked to you in a while. Okay, well, this phone, actually, you can make calls with it too and we can talk.
Do whatever you want. So about 15, 16 years ago, I got an email from a P1. And it's still the most random thing I think that's ever happened in the P1 world. Where the email said, and there was an attachment to it, and he goes, I don't know what this is. I don't know who these people are, but I checked my voicemail. So this is probably about 07, 08, if I had to guess. He goes, I checked my voicemail, and I'd never heard of these people before, and it was just two old people bickering with one another. And we play the drops still. And I still really don't know what they're talking about in spurts, but this,
but
to
it
me,
resonates.
This to me epitomizes what
growing old together.
Yes, what growing old is like with a couple that's been together for 50 years, and I think this is what young people, like our kids, they think of voicemails in general, that it's old people, and so this was an email attachment that I got. We played this so long ago, but dude, It is one of the funniest 2 minutes you will hear.
Hey, Scott, this is Dad speaking. Look, I'm on 635 around in the Dallas area somewhere. Give me a call on my cell phone, 6. Talk to you later. I don't know if that was Scott or not. You know, I thought Cynthia had a recording.
Yeah, and she does.
This was a guy that had a recording. Did you dial the right
number? I don't know, Biff. Maybe I didn't.
Okay.
All right, pause it right there. So he doesn't hang up the phone, first off, obviously.
Right.
And she dialed the number while they were driving.
The game's starting to move yeah. pretty fast here.
She dials the number while he's driving. He hears the voice message of a guy that he doesn't even know, right? The P1 guy, who isn't Scott, yet he leaves the message still. Where, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right out of the chute, you so, make this.
Yeah, I didn't remember that this was a wrong number.
Oh, yeah, a complete wrong number. So it continues.
Well, we'll wait for a few minutes and try
you
again.
You got the wrong number then. Because it's Cynthia that does it. Scott does not do it. Is it on? I'll dial it again. What was the guy you should have hung up?
Well, I don't know, hon. I mean, it could have been.
Here, is it ready to go?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't changed that quick, though.
Did you press the bar, sweetie?
Yeah, I pressed it.
All right, pause it. This is so, I mean, they're just so much baggage in this conversation, right? Because...
What's the bar?
I'm, like, the... Whatever the button is that...
Yeah, maybe it was a... Maybe it's like a jitterbug phone with an actual, like, on-off button.
But I enjoyed where he's like, did you call the right number? And she immediately says, well, maybe I didn't. Like... But she doesn't have a definitive answer one way or the other.
Right.
Then she wants the Monday morning quarterback the call by saying, you know, when a guy just answers, just why did you just keep going?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, that's obviously not Cynthia. And so so he's trying to navigate around. I don't want to get into another argument.
While he's driving.
She is just dialing any number and then blaming him for not aborting the call, and that brings us to this.
Did you press the bar, sweetie?
Yeah, I pressed
it. No, you didn't.
I pressed the bar.
No, you didn't.
Jesus.
Well, you didn't press it because I could look right here and show that it was not connected.
Or maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Okay, honey, then you didn't press the bar. Lily, you know, you get awfully...
No, you do. You sit there and you say, I said you, I pressed the bar.
Oh, you couldn't have pressed the bar. You're sitting here telling me that there was no connection. Now, what the hell are you telling me? Then you said to me, well, I guess I didn't press
maybe
it hard enough.
Maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Then you didn't press the bar. You know, Lou, I mean, after all... I don't need your help right now.
Give me the thing.
That's all right. Leave it sit there for a while.
You better get the thing right, and I'll doll it again.
I'm just going to
stop
for a while.
See, that's like the other night. You going to call and give me your number? No.
No, don't start on me, please.
Well,
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bullshit. Now, if you can't be any help to me, just sit there and be quiet. No, you're not.
This is like the Hall of Fame conversation.
Dude, I hadn't heard that in so long.
You couldn't write a better script.
No, and this guy just,
it up to here.
If you're not going to help me, then just sit there and be quiet for a while.
Please. I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bull.
Like, did you call the right number? I don't know. Did you press the bar? I don't know. I mean, she wants no responsibility for any part of this story. He has had it up to here for 50 years or whatever.
Yes. And when they're referring to just put the thing over there, is it the phone? Is that what they're talking about?
Yes, we're just going to let it sit there for a while.
Yeah, let it cool down.
Yeah. We need to let this call cool down. That is so great.
Yes.
10 of 10.
Sent to a P1.
Amazing.
All right. There you go. There is Friday fun. Voicemail fun.